Good afternoon. I'm Gene Callender. The music you hear in the background is the exciting sound of the great Rahsaan Roland Kirk, who was one of our guests today on Positively Blood. The commercial emphasis on American television is perhaps, in addition, of course, to the basic racism that we all know exists, the main reason why jazz does not get the kind of projection on television that it ought to be getting?
Well, it's not hard to be commercial. In other words, you mean the type of product that they present on television?
Or the fact that they don't feel that jazz can attract the kind of money for sponsorship or that television depended upon.
No, I don't buy that. I think they can create a market for anything they want to sell on television. They create a market for guns. They create a market for Mr. Ed and his horse. And they create markets for apple pie. And most people eating apple pie is white. So they can create a market for anything that you want to create a market for with hard work. But people just think that jazz music is something to be put around dope or put around when something is dirty or something like that. The clear essence of jazz music hasn't really, people don't really consider it as much as they should consider it.
Mr. Kirk, what was the reaction of your fellow jazz musicians and other people to the demonstration that you led?
Well, before it went off, we had mixed emotions about it. Most people were thinking about their self getting hurt, that it was just not the thing to do, because a lot of people said, we've been doing this too long, we've been protesting this too long. But after it went off, because it was just a simple thing, as like you say, using your own tools to show people what they should be doing. And I think with the flutes and with the instruments going into the theater, disrupting the show, it was a complete paralyzation to the people that was trying to present something, because we didn't go in there using profanity or anything. We just went in there using sound against them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You've created titles like One Ton and The Inflated Tear. Those are rather poetic titles and rather symbolic titles. Do you see yourself as like a jazz poet to the people? Is there any deeper significance to these titles that you like to communicate?
Well, it has something to do with my life. Mm-hmm. In other words, One Ton can go right back to the demonstration we had. We drop one ton of sound upon them, and it's not gonna get any lighter, you know. The next thing we drop will be even heavier than that. That's the way I feel. We have people working with us, such as Lee Morgan and Andrew Surreal, Hal Mayburn, and the group that's with me, Ron Burton, Joe Texidor, Charles Crosby, Pete Peterson, Mr. Pete Pearson. And we did have a fella named Peterson out there with us. Not Oscar Peterson, but another mm-hmm. Peterson, mm-hmm. which is a very beautiful gentleman.
You know, naturally, when you first start something like this, you get a completely negative and reaction, and people are saying, well, man, you're up against powerful forces, you know, the networks. But we feel as though our music is the most powerful thing to come out of this country,
mm-hmm.
you know?
No question about
it. And it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. It keeps getting momentum. Mm-hmm. Our main purpose was to dramatize the situation. And we realized that to do this, you always have to do something that's going to really shake them up. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. But as Rahsaan said, we did it with sound. We had little flutes, and we had big posters. But the main thing we wanted to get to is that we're trying to get some communications with the people who direct policy from the networks, to try to put some of the artists. I mentioned great names like Thelonious Monk, yeah. mm-hmm. Charlie Mingus, yeah. Dizzy Gillespie, and the people we were talking to.
The name, no.
You know, if you say, they say, well, we had Louis Armstrong.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, the answer to that might be that they're the wrong people in
well,
control.
You know, Louis Armstrong is a musical genius, and so is Duke Ellington. You got to put on somebody that's been producing for the last 70 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're talking about
but again,
people who perform consistently and have been known through the years and are known worldwide, have worldwide reputations that... maybe the person right down the street don't even know him any more than he's a neighbor.
Even a black
because
man.
They've never yeah. seen him on. Yeah.
But again, that's what angers me. That boils down to the fact that some force outside of the black community itself is dictating who should appear on television in
right.
any media. And I think that's what I find most objectionable.
The network's supposed to be the public. Yeah. And the people, supposed to be the people's network. And we feel as though to get a certain change, we have a few demands that we ask for, a small brief demands. We figured like if we could have about two or three.
Non-negotiable demands.
Non-negotiable
demands, right.
Maybe we better not give your whole program
away. We feel as though we should have at least three or four specials a year.
Uh-huh.
Things like they do with the Bell Telephone Hour. Or, you know, where they show a particular phase of music.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we feel like the things you see Leonard Bernstein doing with mm-hmm. the children, the young people's concerts, well, these things would be very instructive. You can have these same things for children to learn. We've been doing this, talking about Billy Taylor. We've been doing this in the schools, and this has been a wonderful thing. And the people who are commentating on the shows, it's very important that they have a knowledge of what, you know, you see so many shows where the people who are talking to the artists, you know, have no knowledge of the subject at all, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
This is very important.
Lee, thank you so much. We've enjoyed talking with you, and we're going to hear another selection that Rahsaan Roland Kirk will play for us almost immediately. We've been talking with Lee Morgan of the Jazz Musician and People Movement, and we're about to hear from Rahsaan Roland Kirk.
Thank you.
Me having fun. Oh, Bobby.